When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode. Today I've got a very interesting. I'm going to talk about my experiences and my experiences today. We all live with experiences and they can lead us into anxiety. So today I was just got a craving to go get a sandwich and I was walking across this, well, just walking to the traffic lights, and I can see that I did some jaywalking, which means I ran across the traffic lights. I should have waited for the traffic lights to turn green so I can walk, walk. Instead, I ran across. There was a gap in traffic, so I took the gap. At the same time as I propelled, I pulled a carb muscle. I don't know if you guys have ever done that. And I heard the pop. It was just like, the temperature outside was pretty cold. And all I wanted was a sandwich and a cup of coffee to start my day. And so yesterday was about, let's just fuck things up. And and today things feel like that a little bit. But I'm going to kind of shed some light to our experiences. And, I'm just going to rabble on about, what actually happened. So, I've just pulled a carb muscle in my right foot. I was, at this point, I was really fond of walking. I used to, walk. I'm thinking about how am I going to walk with 3 kilometers a day, because that really helps me with my stress levels and my anxiety relief. Walking is a really good thing to do. I've been also now feeling overwhelmed because of the idea that I can't walk as much. I went into catastrophic mode and I started researching, become my own doctor, and as we shouldn't do that too much while we're under anxiety. I feel the muscle tear and it's now throbbing, and every time I try to walk in a little bit, there's a sensational pain. It's not heavy, but it's a nuisance, just one of those pains. So hopefully at my age, around 50, I can heal in a certain time. And I did a lot of running when I was younger, but I did cross quickly on that street, to get across before cars caught up to me. It was cold again, and I'm feeling a little bit anxious and lost, and thinking deeply about how I'm going to cope with the next 3-4 days. As Google says, it'll take 3-4 weeks to heal, and not to walk more than 3 kilometers, and even just the long, short walks, okay, for about half an hour slowly, just that helps, and also keep heat around the swap temperature and coldness around the car. Yeah, so I'm feeling lost. I feel, a little bit handicapped, but I know, and it's not too much pain. It's not too much pain. I want to twist it around and use my own therapy. It's not too much pain compared, or suffering compared to other people out there who have a lot of anxiety going through and over catastrophizing everything. So I would live with it. I've done this before, and bit of just a setback, and life is full of setbacks and challenges. The question I ask is, what can I do now to heal a bit quicker? How can I accept this and move on from here? Accept and surrender to it, key things. And what can I do or say to myself to reframe my thinking that everything will be okay? Because I'm a true believer. If I feel that everything is okay, I wouldn't feel so much in the dumps. So, yeah. So the kind of things I can do is rest and protect my injured foot. Give my calf muscle time to heal. And I need to avoid activities like, not put too much strain on it. I need to rest and protect my foot, so I don't further damage it. So there's the things I can do. I can apply ice and elevate my foot. I can, for at least 15 minutes at times, That'll reduce the pain and the swelling and the throbbing. I can also use compression support, bandages, or compression wraps around my foot for a little while. That'll help. So I need to make my way to a chemist where I can actually get that. I can also go and consult, see how much all the possibility I have after reading all this. I can consult a healthcare professional, maybe I get a massage or physiotherapy. So that might be something to do a bit later. Anyway, it'll be so much fun again, you know, seeing a new person in their own habitat doing, you know, physiotherapy and massages to heal us people who've gone through certain experiences and this kind of injuries for recovery. Now let's look at how am I going to reframe this thinking now. You know, I need to definitely practice self-compassion, because I know that I need to remind myself to do that. I know that if I don't, I'll feel into glump. I'll feel into this no man's zone where I feel lost and, you know, feeling of lost and confusion. What do I do now? Why did it happen to me? I can start asking all these questions, right? And I can get further into my lower level of apathy. And, this area of light pain. I can focus on now on all the positive. While it might be challenging now for me, I need to focus and shift my focus to my life that I'm not affected by the injury. What else is good about my life at the moment? Well, I'm podcasting. I'm here sitting in the car podcasting and loving this. I'm sharing my experience with you guys, and I'm podcasting. So, and you know, sharing my experiences. You know, when we share something, a problem shared is a problem halved. So thank you for listening to this particular podcast. For those that come on, the newbies that come on to this, and I need to be patient with all these sort of things. We need to be patient, not get overwhelmed, avoid comparing recovery times with others, and really trust that my body will heal its own with my own positive thinking. I can seek support, reach out to friends, which I'm going to do, you know, support groups, and I can't wait till I post this out so you guys, you know, what my challenge is for the day. We all have challenges each day, and this just happens to be mine. Again, a problem shared is a problem halved. It takes time. I need to self-nurture, self-love, and a wonderful positive mindset to get me through this so I can navigate through this challenge time and period. It's not too bad. It's going to take me 3 to 4 weeks to recover. I'm positive about that. So what the title of this particular podcast is: Overcoming Challenges, My Injury, My Journey of Healing and Growth Through a Calf Muscle Strain. I felt that pop in my calf, and it was interesting. I knew that I was off for some new challenge, so let's go with it. I did pull that right foot muscle. It impacted me on a physical level now, and also emotional. Now I feel affected at the moment. So there we are, and I guess we can look at physical healing processes like I need to heal, I need to rest, I need to elevate my foot, I need to maybe seek some medical advice, I should discuss any challenges, setbacks, all these kind of things. Now, my setbacks will be like, by discussing this, my setback is that now I can't continue with some other work that I'm doing, which involves physical work, which is one of my hobby businesses, and I need to let that go, which is a little bit less income, but that's okay. Also, I was looking forward to going for a long 5-kilometer walk with a buddy of mine, and now I need to cancel that because I don't think I can make that long walk. It's not advised. But then I've got to deal with some emotional challenges. I need to accept this. It's just part time. Time will heal. I need to stay positive. And I need to look at, you know, coping stuff, massaging my foot, elevating it. I need to use all these strategies to manage my emotions. And I'm going to show a lot of love and kind of self-compassion towards myself. And I'm going to need some support from some loved ones and close people to me so I can share my situation. So how am I going to adjust to new realities? I might reflect on, you know, changes that I just had, my daily life. It's not too bad. I'll just need to limp a little bit, okay, and not to think too much about it. It could happen to anyone. And it was just a silly thing. Maybe I should be learning something from it. Maybe I should never run that quick unless I've been warmed up. And at this age, maybe my mind is in front of my mental state. It probably took me back to the days where I was a marathon runner, that I can, you know, beat this traffic light, get across that light. What was I thinking? Now I can reframe my mind and look at things in a more positive way. I can share now my lesson with you guys, the insights I've gained from you know, popping a carb muscle. And yeah, I'm going to really be resilient on this. And you know, I'm already, my attitude is already changing towards this. So that feels good. So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, so this is how this goes. And yeah, it's a little bit physical. I feel a little bit physical discomfort, a little bit. I've been impacted, you know, emotionally. But I can limp, and it's okay. I don't need crutches, which is good. I'm going to slowly regain my strength and mobility. And yeah, okay, so I still feel that sense. I just keep have to say, I feel the sense of loss. Yeah, I had. Yeah, I'm coming to terms with it, and I'm feel like I'm. You might feel like me. I'm not the person I used to be for a little while, anyway. Damn, things just changed, right? And I'm coming up with those terms, and I'm kind of got shocked and frustrated a little bit. So not actually, I can be really frustrated a lot if I want to, but I'm not that nature to be frustrated. So if I get frustrated, then I'm gonna immediately go spiraling down the empathy space and energy level. Yeah, I've got a lot of prescribed treatments I can take, including icing, resting, heat therapy. All this stuff needs to happen. And I think the thing I'm going to have to really now, you know, keep writing and talking about self-compassion, you know, importance seeking loved ones. I need to now engage that. And also have the mental frame of having to really, really celebrate my other wins, all right? Celebrate everything else that's happening for me at this point. Any, you know, counterweighing the setbacks of this and celebrate even the smallest victories that I'm experiencing in my life now. So I need to do that to stay on top of this this idea. And I think mentally we can heal. Our mind heals physical things as long as we don't stay too looping in the negative energy of it. And yeah, I think through the experience of this, I'm gaining a lot of insights and valuable lessons. This is, I get to even podcast about this. So how cool is that? You know, staying on top of things, stay on top of things, never give up. I realize that the power of resilience and capacity of my human spirit, I can overcome this challenge through that. I just have to engage with my resilience and my positive thinking. And this too shall pass. Who's heard that one before? This too shall pass. And so, yeah. Going back to my physical impact, when I first just realized I pulled a muscle in the right foot, I underestimated the impact it would have on my physical well-being. And the minor strains would here with a little rest and some over-counter pain medication. I'm thinking about some, it's not that bad. I don't even need that over-counter medication, but I might. Try some, you know, something. But anyway, I got this throbbing and slight sharp pain around the back of my calf. It was difficult to walk, but depending on my weight, how much weight I put on my foot. So I can do short periods of walking, but that's about it. I think I'll be okay as we get close to 3-4 weeks. Hopefully it won't last than 4 weeks. So anyway, I'll still be podcasting, even with this impact of my injury. And yeah, there's more other good things to focus on. Okay, so I've got this prolonging mobility now, and my fitness level might go down, which I'm thinking now. What my other concern is, if my fitness level goes down, however, I could go swimming, right? Okay, let's swap it around. Let's flip it. Even though I can't walk, is this it was my biggest and go-to place to lessen my anxiety, and I can also always go swimming. And I'm just thinking, am I going to, one of the questions I've got in my mind now, am I going to put on weight? And if that's the case, maybe I should look at eating different things, more vegetarian than other protein-based diet. I definitely can't play any hiking, running, playing sports. That's a no-go for me. And my exercise could be only just gentle workouts, less where it doesn't involve too much strain on my right foot. Maybe I can do some weights. I can do that, just gentle weights, so I don't re-injure myself. And this, of course, this is a physical injury, and most marathon runners always pop their calf muscles or thighs. It's normal, but they're so quick in recovering. Remember when I was a bit positive now. I remember when I was running marathons, it took me weeks to. Only weeks to recover, but I still miss my running buddies and the group and the good spirit of running. So, and maybe a good therapist is going to really help me out through this process. I need to kind of be easy on myself here. I need to practice this injury, and just really like take some time out. And then we look at that. I want to talk about the physical impact it has. The physical impact of pulling this muscle, right, in my right foot on my calf. It felt sharp. There was a pop in the muscle. You know, that's what we get. And maybe you can relate. Maybe you've done this. So something was wrong. I knew that something was wrong. So all of a sudden, I just felt this sharp pain around my foot, my calf muscle. I knew I'd damage it. Hey, I can still walk for short distances. That's cool. I'm going to go check in. I've got some bruising around the injured muscle, because that's the first thing. If it's a bruise, and there's a tear of the muscle and also some bleeding inside the calf muscle, there's a severity will tell me. I'm not looking at it right now, but the severity will tell me if there's a bruising around the muscle. I mean, it's pretty deep, and the swelling's starting to take hold. It is discomfortable, and especially when I have to do my daily chores today. Even clean the house is bloody, you know, like that. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to, you know, everything I've been teaching, everything I've been saying, I'm going to be disturbed. I'm going to sit in my disturbance. Take things easy, all right? Sit in the disturbance and keep on saying, this is okay with me. This is okay with me. I'm all right with this. Walking's going to be a bit of a challenge, and I'll take one step at a day, one step at a day. Yeah. It's going to be a little bit discomfortable, but that's okay. At least I don't need a wheelchair or any crutches and things like that. So I'm pretty blessed, right? So, yeah, I've got a little bit of loss of mobility. But I'm going to keep a little bit of gentle, regular exercises still to keep moving through. So I don't lose my flexibility, I don't lose my level of fitness and my positivity. And I'll keep this as a lesson from now on. And I'm just going to be patient. We're going to have to, Okay, so I'm not going to be walking, doing that again for a long time. So, yeah. All right, folks. So, yeah, this has been an interesting day, and it's been a very interesting day for me today, and definitely every day is a challenge, and never think it's not. So that's my little story for today, and hopefully I can pull out another podcast by the end of the day if something comes up. But this was worth sharing, especially folks who are going into some sort of, you know, some painful experiences. Even anxiety and mental stress and mental disorder can actually affect our, you know, we can persuade ourselves that we have pain. But when you go to the doctor, it's called mental pain, but we psychosomatic pain, it's called. And sometimes the doctor said there's nothing wrong with you, but you still feel the pains in your body. Sometimes we might have injured ourselves from the past, and it was so much pain, but that pain is a residual in the body, in the mind. It relapses once in a while. But hey, it's still pain. It's a mental pain, and doctors can't say that there's nothing wrong with us. So it's okay. All we have to do is just accept it. And anyway, I just really hope this podcast has really helped others. And thank you once again if you're listening, for allowing me to share. Because you know what? I already feel like when we share something, you know, share our problems, our issues, our dramas, our traumas, all those have been halved, you know, when you can share something like that. So if you feel like you've got a story to tell, please add your comments and or get back to me, and I definitely would like to do a one-on-one. I just want to listen to others that have gone through the same situation. Hopefully then we might even do co-host a podcast together. Once again, this is Nick here, Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching, and or different days, right? Different days. So so that's been my medicine for me, for myself, and maybe for those that are listening to this. And I'm wishing you all the best. And stay gentle and stay compassionate with ourselves. We'll get through it. And bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.